anything, but Saber said they took care of the men who attacked us. From the look on Jordan's face, I'd say they kicked some ass. Taylor, Jessie said sternly in rebuke at her sister cussing, but she couldn't prevent the corners of her mouth from lifting at the mischievous twinkle in her eye. They kicked some major ass. Taylor tilted her head. Are you okay? She asked, suddenly seeming so much older than 15. We woke up a few days ago, but Hunter said you needed more time and we needed to let you rest. Jessie looked over to where Hunter was talking quietly with Saber and Dagger. He looked up as if he knew she was thinking about him. She flushed and lowered her head. She was so confused. None of this made any sense to her. I'm fine, she replied. I'm just glad you and Jordan are all right and safe. Taylor grinned. Come on and sit with us. Are you hungry? It is so different being able to eat when we want and not be starving all the time. A low growl rumbled through the room as several warriors heard Taylor's comment. Jessie flushed again, this time out of guilt. She had done a piss-poor job of protecting and taking care of her sisters. She had done the best she could, but it was obvious from Taylor's comment it had not been good enough. Don't, a soft, warm voice whispered in her ear. What you did was remarkable. I do not know of many warriors, myself included, who could have done what you did. Jessie glanced up at Hunter and gave a small shake to her head. She stiffened when he turned her to face him. He carefully cupped her face between his hands, tilting her face upward so he could see her eyes. I mean it, Jessie, he said. What you did is remarkable. There is not a warrior here that is not in awe of what you have done. Doubt clouded her eyes as she continued to stare up at him.
Why? You heard Taylor. We were always cold, hungry, tired. We had to move constantly, and they were always in danger, she murmured in regret. That is no life for a 15- and 17-year-old. They should have been enjoying high school, going to dances, and thinking of boys.
Things that you gave up to care for them, Hunter pointed out. You risked your life to save mine.
I couldn't let them kill you like that, she started to say, stopping when he touched her lips with his thumb.
I was an alien to your world, he reminded her. My people were the reason your world was the way it was. Others would have left me to die, and felt I deserved such a death, and more.
Jessie flushed when she realized that the room had become silent. As all the warriors in the room listened to her and Hunter's conversation, she looked at all the eyes staring at her, waiting for her response. She trembled and moved closer to Hunter. She turned to look at him when she felt his arms move down to draw her closer.
My world is like it is because of the humans who live there, she stated calmly. Your coming only gave them the excuse they were looking for to self-destruct.
Hunter drew her against his chest and held her close. This human female continued to shake him. It took several long moments before her arms reached out and circled his waist. He looked over at Jordan as he felt Jessie relax against him. Jordan nodded and smiled sadly at him before she turned away. It would not be easy, but he was beginning to learn and be accepted by his new family. He just needed to assure them that he would not leave them as well. Jessie stood in the doorway, separating the bathroom from the bedroom. There wasn't a lot of room in the cabins, and they had been bumping into each other since they returned from the dining room. Jessie had suggested that she get her shower first. Now she stood in indecision as she looked at where Hunter was leaning back against the headboard of the bed, reading. She glanced at his long body, then the door leading out of the room. She flushed with guilt when she glanced back and saw him studying her with a tight look.
The door is sealed, he commented, rising from the bed. I am the only one who can unlock it.
Jessie
turned red and bowed her head so her hair would hide her face.
I still think it would be best if I stayed with Jordan and Taylor.
And I think you will be more comfortable here, Hunter said, standing in front of her. The rooms are small. Jessie nervously pushed her hair behind her ear and stared at the bed. They had already had this argument, twice. Each time Hunter had insisted that she stay with him.
We're used to small areas, Jessie argued again. They can have the bed. I'm used to sleeping on hard surfaces. The floor will be fine. I can lay a blanket down and—
No, Hunter retorted firmly. You are my Amate. You will stay by my side, where you belong.
I never agreed to be your Amate, Jessie stammered out. I never agreed to any of this.
She waved her hand around in aggravation. She was so far over her head she was past drowning. She had sunk to the bottom and couldn't even see the top. Unable to deal with the uncertainty shaking her, she wrapped her hands around her waist and hugged herself. Get in the bed while I use the cleanser, Hunter ordered gently. Scoot next to the wall. I need to be near the door.
Why?
Jessie asked, tilting her head to look up at him.
A warrior always sleeps near the door, he said in exasperation.
Jessie stepped aside so he could walk into the bathroom. She waited until he closed the door before she muttered under her breath. She squeaked when he opened the door and glared down at her before closing it again.
Stupid alien superhearing,
she cursed out before growling in aggravation when she heard his deep chuckle. She climbed into the bed, thankful for the long tunic that she wore. It covered her from her shoulders to her knees. She scooted under the covers near the wall and turned her back to the bathroom door. She just hoped he stayed on his side of the bed. Hunter grimaced as he stepped under the cold flow of mist. He really needed a long, icy cold shower in the waterfalls near his home. He couldn't keep the grin from his face as he thought of her muttered comment.
I'm a warrior too, you know, she had snorted out under her breath.
She was right, he thought, as he rubbed cleanser through his hair. She was a warrior, but no longer, he thought fiercely as he rinsed the solution out of his long hair and ran his hands over his body. It is my turn to protect her from now on. He leaned forward for a moment before turning off the cleansing mist. He breathed deeply through his nose, trying to calm his mind and body. He wanted her. He wanted her badly. A shudder went through him as he gripped his hard cock in his hand. So much for a cold mist, he thought in frustration. I cannot even seek relief from my own hand. A shudder went through him as he released his throbbing length with a low hiss. He stepped out of the unit and reached for a drying cloth. Once he was done, he looked with regret at the training pants that she had laid out on the counter for him. He knew that was her way of saying she wanted him to wear a cover to bed. He glared at the offending material. His hands clenched as he resisted the urge to shred them. He muttered a dark curse before he grabbed the pants and slid them on. He stared back at his reflection. Dark, repressed passion had changed his eyes to an almost gold color. He reached up and ran his fingers through his damp hair. His eyes froze on the two bands of tattoos circling his wrists. He slowly lowered his arms and stared at them, reading their meaning.
I am Hunter. I belong to Jessie, as she belongs to me. Forever will I tie my life to hers. I will care for, protect, and give my seed only to her. She is my Amate. She is my life.
Doubt filled him as he touched the dark markings. It was true. She was his life, his future. When he said he would give his seed only to her, he was saying that she was the one who would decide if his lineage would continue. A shudder went through him as he thought of what life would be like if she were to deny him his claim. It would be a bleak, cold, and very frustrating existence. He glanced back in the mirror. Determination glittered from his eyes, and his mouth tightened. He wanted her desperately. He knew she wasn't immune to him. He felt her heart increase when he was close to her, and he didn't sense it being caused by fear. His eyes warmed as he remembered her eyes darkening as she stared at him. No, he thought with satisfaction. She is not immune to me. I just need to drive her to the point of madness that she will beg me to take her. I will court her until she melts in my arms. I will show her that I am the only male that she wants touching her. And I hope I survive it long enough to enjoy the rewards. Feeling more confident, he gave the command for the lights to dim. All of his plans flew from his mind the moment he stepped out of the door to the cleanser and caught the sweet scent of Jessie. If it wasn't bad enough, the sight of her lying in his bed, one shoulder bare as the tunic she wore slipped down and the covers curled around her waist, were enough torture. He stepped up to the bed and pulled the covers back just far enough so he could slide in beside her. He wrapped his arms around her waist and pulled her closer. She stiffened at first, before finally relaxing back against him.
Hunter?
Yes, Jessie, Hunter responded.
What's going to happen now?
Jessie asked, staring at the wall. Hunter could hear the confusion and uncertainty in her voice. Her body trembled ever so slightly, but he could still feel it. He let his warmth surround her. He understood her confusion. He had always dreamed of having an Amate and eventually a family, but he had always expected it to be with a female of his own species. He was on unfamiliar ground, and he didn't like it any more than she did. I don't know, he admitted. Perhaps we should just take it one day at a time. This is new to me as well. Jessie relaxed even more, and shyly wrapped her hand over the one he had draped over her stomach. Her fingers threaded through his, and she squeezed them. A small smile curved her lips at the slight sound of confusion in his voice.
I like that, she whispered. Thank you.
You don't have to thank me, Jessie, Hunter murmured, burying his face in her hair. But I hope you do not take too long to learn about me. I really want you, little human. Your scent is driving me crazy. He moaned silently when he felt her body shake as she giggled. It was worth the extra pain when he felt her relax even more and her breathing even out as she fell asleep. He lay awake for several hours just enjoying holding her in his arms. She was small and needed to gain some weight before she fit perfectly against him. He rubbed his chin against her hair and wondered if she would like living on his world. He thought of all the things he wanted to show her and her sisters. Pride flared inside him, even as his eyes began to droop as exhaustion pulled at him. He had a family. It was small and strange, but it was his, and he would do everything in his power to protect it. Chapter 10 Their days fell into a pattern on the warship. Each day, Hunter would go off to his duty station, and Jessie, Jordan, and Taylor would spend time with Bree or explore the ship. They were 3 weeks into their journey when they discovered the training room. Jessie laughed as Taylor's eyes lit up as they walked in, and she saw the huge area where the warriors worked out. Taylor had been in gymnastics since she could stand. She was always tumbling and rolling on the floor. Their dad thought it would be a good way for her to expend some of her energy. It had been devastating when the world went crazy and Taylor couldn't train any longer. She had gone to the national championship in her age group for years, and had dreamed at one time of going to the Olympics.
Jessie?
Taylor asked, bouncing on the mat. Have fun, Squirt, Jessie laughed. You can tumble to your heart's content.
Just make sure you warm up first so you don't hurt yourself.
Jesse and Jordan walked over to the side of the room and sat down to watch. Jesse looked at Jordan in concern. Jordan had always been quiet, but she was becoming even more withdrawn than ever.
Jordan, what's wrong? Jesse asked as they watched Taylor stretching. Are you okay?
Those men.
Jesse drew in a deep breath.
Those men. They didn't. No,
Jordan replied softly.
No, they didn't. The dagger stopped them.
So what's going on? You've always been quiet, but I can feel the change in you,
Jesse said, picking at the fabric of her tunic. Jesse's throat closed up and she blinked back the tears that threatened to fall.
I'm sorry for not doing a better job of taking care of you and Taylor. I'm sorry for not protecting you better.
Her voice faded as a tear coursed down her cheek, and she impatiently brushed it away. Jordan reached over and squeezed Jesse's hand.
You did everything you could. Hunter was right when he said not many others could do what you did, Jesse. You were only 5 years older than me, but you've always been more of a mother to me than a sister. Right now, I think I need a sister more. I'm just scared, that's all. What are you scared about?
Jesse asked. She looked at her sister and realized she was changing a lot. She had never thought about how pretty Jordan was, with her brown hair streaked with blonde highlights from the sun. She had inherited their dad's hazel eyes. Right now they looked greener as the color of her tunic reflected them.
Everything,
Jordan said, watching as Taylor moved to the corner of the mat and raised her arms.
We don't know anything about the world they're taking us to. We don't really know anything about them. What about school? I had hoped to become a graphic artist, maybe go into animation. Taylor had hoped to go to the Olympics.
Jesse watched as Taylor did a simple floor routine. Several warriors stopped to stare in wonder as she did a set of flips and tumbles before turning at the far corner. Life was definitely going to be different from what they were expecting, but hadn't it been already?
Things had already changed, Jesse commented. Life on Earth is much more unpredictable, I think. I'm sure they have schools where we are going. I can ask Hunter about it. Who knows? Maybe you'll be the first graphic artist slash animator.
Instead of smiling, Jordan looked down at her hands.
What about finding a husband and having a family?
Jordan asked softly.
I know Hunter has claimed you as his amante. Bree says that's the same as being husband and wife. Have you...
A slight blush rose in Jordan's face, and she refused to look at Jesse.
Have you and Hunter... you know?
No, Jesse said sharply, turning bright red when two warriors walking by glanced at her.
No, we haven't, you know, she whispered.
Jordan looked at Jesse in confusion.
Why not? Is there something wrong with him? Can't they...
She stopped when she saw Jesse's face turn a vivid red.
You've seen him naked?
Jordan asked with a curious smile.
Yes, he is...
Jesse groaned and covered her face with her hands. There is absolutely nothing wrong with him.
He's built like a sex god.
Jesse looked at her sister and scowled.
Don't you dare say a word to anyone about this,
she hissed under her breath.
He is giving us time to get to know one another. Don't you find him attractive? I mean, I think he and some of the other guys are pretty cute,
Jordan said, turning her face away and biting her lower lip. Jesse's eyes narrowed on Jordan.
Jordan, has one of the warriors come on to you? If one of them are bothering you, you know you don't have to put up with it. Tell me, and either I or Hunter will take care of it,
Jesse said, reaching for Jordan's hand.
I mean it. You don't have to be pressured or harassed. No one is pressuring or harassing me,
Jordan whispered, paling as Dagger turned to glare in her direction.
She hadn't noticed that he was in the training room.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Jessie turned her head and scanned the area to see what had shaken Jordan. Her eyes paused on Dagger, who was standing across the room. He was holding a large set of dumbbells in each hand. His eyes were glued to Jordan, who had withdrawn again.
Jessie! Taylor called out. Watch this!
Jessie turned to watch as Taylor started to run across the mat, breaking into a tumbling routine that was more difficult than the one she had been doing. Jessie's breath caught in her chest when Taylor did a double flip, barely landing on her feet. Jessie had been sure her little sister was about to break her neck.
Yes!
Taylor crowed out in delight before letting loose a loud squeal as she was turned around and shaken.
What the fuck? Taylor!
Jessie called out sharply before she glared at Saber.
Let her go!
She almost broke her neck with that little stunt, Saber snapped out. What the hell do you think you are doing?
You aren't the boss of me,
Taylor bit out, pulling back and stepping behind Jessie.
Jessie, tell him!
Saber, Jessie began. Saber glared over Jessie's head at Taylor.
You are an immature child who needs to have her ass spanked for being so reckless.
Saber,
Jessie said sharply.
Taylor is very skilled in gymnastics. She has trained since she was a toddler.
Saber glared at Jessie before muttering a dark curse under his breath. He sent one last angry look at Taylor before he turned sharply on his heel and stormed out of the training room. All three girls watched as he left. Jessie swiveled to admonish Taylor for her bad language. Jordan had wrapped her arms around Taylor, who was shaking. Angry tears glittered in Taylor's eyes as she stared at the door.
I am not an immature child,
Taylor whispered stubbornly before she looked back at Jessie.
I want to go home, Jessie. I don't want to go to this new world. I want to go back to Earth.
Taylor, Jessie said, reaching out to comfort her sister.
It might not be that easy.
It's not fair, Jessie,
Taylor said with a hiccup.
Why did we have to leave? Why did all this have to happen? I wish Dad was still alive. He would never have let this happen. He would have taken us to the cabin and we would still be back home.
Taylor, Jessie said, again in frustration, Dad isn't here. There's no use wishing for things we can't change. She groaned when Taylor pulled away with a shake of her head and ran out of the training room in tears. Jessie glanced at Jordan, who murmured a quick word of support before she went after Taylor. Jessie felt like the weight of the world had once again settled on her shoulders.
She is young. Give her time, Dagger said, coming up behind her.
Jessie turned and looked at the tall warrior who was good friends with Hunter. He was slightly darker than Hunter, and his eyes were the color of mocha. He was as tall as Hunter, but there was an air of barely controlled violence that clung to him that she didn't feel with Hunter or with Saber.
I'm not sure she is the only one who is having a hard time with us being taken away from our world, Jessie admitted. I wish...
Dagger looked intently at Jessie as her voice faded.
You were wise when you said there is no use wishing for things that you cannot change. It will only fester like an unhealed wound inside if you do.
It isn't easy,
Jessie said softly. Humans weren't ready to find out they weren't the only ones in the universe. Dagger reached out and ran his fingers down Jessie's cheek before letting his hand drop to his side. He could smell her pain just as he could hear the fear and confusion in Jordan's voice when she asked about finding a mate. His eyes moved to the door, and he nodded as Hunter came through the entrance.
No world is ever ready to find out they are not the only ones, Dagger replied. But they always wonder if there are others out among the stars. That is why there is always a touch of amusement to the Alliance when they rebel when we answer the calls they send out.
Jessie frowned as Dagger nodded briefly before turning and walking back over to the weight bench. She started when she felt warm hands wrap around her waist. She glanced over her shoulder at Hunter before sighing and leaning back against him.
What happened? Hunter asked. I was informed that Taylor was crying.
Jesse turned in his arms and wrapped hers around his waist. She needed the comfort he was giving her. She buried her face in his chest and breathed in deeply. She finally released a sigh and leaned back to give him a rueful smile.
I never realized how difficult it was to be a parent, Jesse admitted. Saber got mad at Taylor and she wants to go home. So does Jordan.
Hunter stiffened and his hold on her tightened.
What about you, Jesse? What do you want?
I'm not sure, she admitted reluctantly. I'm not ready to call it quits. I know what our life would be like back on Earth. I think it might be nice to see where this takes us.
Hunter stared intently down at her before he bent and rubbed his nose along her cheek. She smelled so damn good. When he was told that Taylor was crying, he had panicked. He had been afraid that Jesse and her sisters would want to return to their world. It was to be expected. He just needed time to convince them that his world could be a good place for them. Jesse was giving him that time.
Hunter?
Jesse murmured as he continued to rub her cheek with his nose.
Yes, Jesse, Hunter whispered.
Why haven't you kissed me yet? She asked,
threading her fingers through his hair.
Don't you want to?
Hunter pulled back just far enough so he could look down at her in confusion. That was what he was doing. It was a male's way of kissing a female by rubbing his nose along the female's cheek. It left scent markers to the other males that she belonged to him.
How do humans kiss? He asked instead.
She looked up at him with a raised eyebrow before her eyes dropped to his lips. She began massaging her fingers along his scalp. A low rumble escaped him as her fingernails heightened his desire to fever pitch.
Like this, she whispered, before sealing her lips over his.
Chapter 11. Hunter's fingers curled in surprise when Jesse covered his lips with hers. He had wondered what her lips would taste like, and it was beyond anything he had dreamed. They were soft and full against his own. He sucked in a quick breath when she slyly caressed his lips with her tongue. She took advantage when his lips parted to slide her tongue into his mouth. A loud groan echoed around the training room as she ran her tongue carefully along his sharp teeth. A shudder ran down his length, and his arms tightened, lifting her up so that she was forced to wrap her legs around his waist. He took over the kiss, exploring her mouth with his tongue. He ran the tip of it over her smooth front teeth before tangling with her as they danced back and forth. He almost snarled when she pulled back and pressed light kisses along his lips and jaw.
That is how humans kiss, she panted out breathlessly.
Jesse, Hunter started to say before a low growl broke from him as several males came to stand closer to them. Back, he snarled, showing his teeth. Hunter, Dagger said hoarsely, I think you should take this to your quarters. You can't expect us not to be affected by what we are seeing, and...
Dagger glanced at Jesse with an apologetic look.
Smelling. It has been a long time for many of us.
Hunter pulled in a deep breath, and Jesse's sweet arousal washed through him like a huge wave crashing to shore. A rumble of answering desire was yanked from deep inside him. He swelled to the point he felt like he was about to expend himself right there in his pants.
Done, Hunter muttered, wrapping his arms tightly around Jesse. My apologies. You are forgiven as long as you get her the hell out of here while you still can, Dagger grounded out.
Hunter nodded and turned sharply on his heel. It was time to court Jesse in a much more personal and private way.
He was ready for his Amate. He just hoped she realized what she had started with her kiss. Jessie kept her face buried in Hunter's neck as he carried her through the corridors. She didn't complain about him carrying her because she seriously doubted her legs would support her. The kiss had literally knocked them out from under her. She was also very, very embarrassed. She had never been into public displays of affection. She had totally forgotten where she was when Hunter asked her to show him how humans kissed. She had been lost the moment their lips touched. It sounded like something out of a romance novel or a movie, but it was true. The world ceased to exist the moment they kissed. She pulled back when she felt herself being lowered onto the soft surface of their bed. She gazed up at him before her eyes dropped to his lips again. Her hands moved up on their own volition until she had buried them in his hair again.
"Do you have to go back to work?" she asked huskily.
"No," he said hoarsely. "I switched with another."
"Good,"
Jessie breathed out before she captured his lips again. Hunter groaned loudly and pressed his throbbing cock against her. The brush of material along his swollen length pulled a shudder from him. His hands moved to the neckline of Jessie's tunic. He gripped the material between his hands and ripped it.
"Hunter!"
Jessie cried out in surprise as he leaned over her.
"I need you, Jessie," Hunter grounded out. "Please, please do not turn me away. I..."
He paused to look down at her with blazing yellow eyes.
"I hurt, Jessie. I have never hurt like this before. Being near you, holding you every night, touching you, it is killing me."
Jessie's eyes softened as his words sunk in. She saw something more in his eyes than just desire. She saw confusion and a vulnerability that he wasn't even aware he was sharing with her. Her fingers trembled as she tenderly outlined his face. Her eyes caught on the tattoos around her wrists. She had been upset about them when she had originally discovered that they would not wash off. After a few days, she had forgotten all about them.
"What does it say?"
she asked, looking at the strange marks.
"I am Jessie. I belong to Hunter, as he belongs to me. Forever will I tie my life to his. I will care for, protect, and cherish him, as he cherishes me. He is my Amate. He is my life,"
Hunter's deep, husky voice said. Jessie noticed he didn't even look at the tattoos. He had memorized what it said. She cupped his face so he could see that she had understood what he was saying.
"I am Jessie," she whispered. "I belong to Hunter, as he belongs to me. Forever."
She stumbled for a moment as doubt filled her. A shaky smile curved her lips as she continued.
"Forever will I tie my life to his. I will care for, protect, and cherish him as he cherishes me. He is my Amate. He is my life,"
she finished with a shy smile.
"Forever,"
she added again before pressing her lips to his. Hunter's heavy breaths echoed in the room as his trembling hand reached up to cup her right breast. His thumb flicked the tip, causing Jessie to jerk under him. Her own pants filled the air as her eyes dilated as he tenderly pinched her nipple. The explosive fragrance of her arousal scented the air like the wild perfumes from the flowers of the forests near his home. Hunter rolled away from Jessie. His hand gripped the top of her leggings as he sank down on the floor next to the bed. He pulled them and her shoes off, then tossed them to the side. His mouth watered as he buried his face in the soft curls that covered her mound. He wanted to drink from her. He felt like a man who had lived a lifetime denied a drink from the nectar of life. Her wild cries drove what little control he had beyond his reach.
He gripped her thighs between his palms, forcing her open. He purred when she wrapped them over his shoulders and pulled him forward. The first taste of her damn near made him come in his pants. The only thing that prevented him was a lifetime of training and discipline that told that once he had an Amate, she was in control of his seed. He could only come when she allowed it.
Hunter!
Jesse cried out again as he ran his tongue along her swollen folds.
Please! That feels like nothing ever. Oh, God!
Hunter pushed his fingers deeply into her as she shuddered. Her sweet taste wrapped around him as she climaxed. He pushed deeper, wanting to stretch her as much as he could while she was locked in her pleasure. The sweet creme of her left him shaking, but her pleasure came first. It would always come first. He drove his tongue into her, pressing down with his sharp teeth just enough to hold her still while he drank deeply from her. Her loud cries and thrashing back and forth told him she was still locked in her orgasm. He reluctantly released her so he could rise. He quickly kicked off his boots and shed his pants. He pulled his shirt off and tossed it to the floor to join the pile of clothes scattered across the room. Leaning over Jesse, he gripped his throbbing cock in his hand and aligned it with her slick entrance. The muscles in his shoulders were straining as he held himself still.
Jesse, Hunter bit out in a dark voice. Jesse, say yes. Give me permission to give you my seed. Give me permission, little one, before I explode.
Jesse looked up into the blazing yellow eyes looking down at her with such a stark, possessive gaze that she knew he would never leave her if he could help it. He would do everything he could to protect her and her sisters and care for them. She forced her body to respond to her demands. She felt like she was boneless, but she forced her legs up until she hooked her ankles around the back of his thighs so she could pull him forward. She continued the pressure, pushing his cock further into her. She ignored the slight discomfort. Instead, she embraced the feeling of fullness. She moaned as he stretched her. Her eyes began to droop as he pressed deeper. She felt his hands reach for hers, pulling them upward until she was stretched out under him.
"Say yes, Jesse,"
Hunter demanded, in a voice that was almost unrecognizable.
"Say it, Jesse."
"Yes," she groaned out as he pressed a little deeper. "Yes, Hunter."
Hunter covered her mouth with his as he sheathed his cock as far as it would go inside her. The tightness of her vaginal channel surrounding his thick, long, hard length drew sweat to his brow. He forced himself to remain still as he gave her a chance to adjust to him. He felt the shudder that ran through her body before her hips began to move. He jerked back with a cry as she pulled back along his long length before burying him back inside her. His head bowed, and he locked his knees to keep from collapsing on her. That was a mistake when he looked down and saw how their bodies were connected.
"Jesse!"
Hunter whispered in a strangled voice as he watched her pull back before rocking her hips upward.
"Jesse, little one, I don't think this is such a good idea,"
he hissed out in a tortured voice.
"It feels so good,"
Jesse said, rotating her hips as she continued to rock back and forth slowly along his cock.
"Oh, Hunter, this feels so very, very good."
"Oh, gods, Jesse,"
Hunter whispered. He was mesmerized by the sight of their joining. His eyes moved upward where the soft swells of Jesse's breasts moved up and down with her movement. Her nipples were hard beacons begging for his mouth. Hunter leaned down, driving his shaft into her as he gripped her left nipple between his sharp teeth. He made sure he didn't apply too much pressure, just enough to sting and make her aware of his assault. She bowed to him. He braced his legs and began driving his hips harder and faster into her while sucking on her nipple. His hands tightened around her wrists, keeping them high above her head while he continued devouring her. Sweat coated their bodies as each fought to hold off their orgasms as long as possible. Jesse shattered first, coming apart as Hunter continued to drive into her. Her loud cries filled the air, igniting Hunter. He pressed in, pushing through her swollen folds and against her clenching vaginal channel, before she fisted him so tightly he couldn't pull back out.
"Gods, Jesse!"
Hunter roared so loud the walls felt like they vibrated.
"Jesse! Jesse! Jesse!"
he called out again and again, as he emptied his seed deep inside her. Hunter looked down at Jesse's closed eyes. Her head was turned to the side, exposing her creamy neck. Her eyelashes lay like soft crescents against her flushed cheeks. Hunter's eyes moved down to her neck again. He struck before he had time to think. His teeth sank deeply into the tender flesh, pulling a cry of surprise from Jesse. He knew the chemical he was releasing into her skin would numb the pain she felt from his marking. His cock instantly jerked back to life. He felt Jesse struggle briefly, but he was locked to her. Her hands were captured in his, her lower body still impaled by his cock, and his teeth were buried in her throat. He began moving his hips again as he continued to hold her. His hips moved faster and faster. He drove deeper and deeper as her breathing increased. He knew the minute she came again. Her body bowed and stiffened. He drove into her, holding still as he pulsed his seed deep inside her womb. Only when she went limp under him did he release her. He ran his tongue over the mark he had left on her neck. It would leave a scar. That had been his intention. He wanted every male to know she was his. He pulled back, staring down at her relaxed face. He grimaced as he pulled out of her. He scowled down at his cock when it twitched again. He needed to give Jesse time to recover. He carefully positioned her on the bed before he went into the cleansing unit to clean up. He returned and gently cleaned Jesse with the warm, damp cloth he held before covering her. He gathered up their clothes and shoved them into the clothing refresher before he climbed back into bed and gathered Jesse in his arms. He brushed her hair back from her face before rubbing his nose along her brow. With a frown, he pressed his lips against her skin and gave her a human kiss to it. He found he liked the sensation of her skin against his lips. He pressed another, then another to her skin. "Oh, little human," Hunter murmured as he rubbed his cheek against her hair. "You have me so confused I don't know which way I am going. I've never felt this way before. What do all these strange things going on inside me mean? I can understand the feelings of protectiveness and possession, but not the tightness in my chest when you look at me. I have never felt fear until you came into my life," he whispered, staring up at the ceiling. "What happens if I can't make you happy?" Hunter laid awake until it was time for his shift. It took every ounce of his self-discipline to slide from the bed and Jesse's arms. He stood by the bed staring down at her after he had dressed. He knelt by the bed and tenderly curled a strand of her hair around his finger. "You are an amazing female, Jesse," Hunter whispered. "Thank you for saving my life." He rose reluctantly and turned. He programmed a message for his door that Jesse was resting and should not be disturbed. Once he felt confident he had done everything he could for her, he headed to his scheduled shift. Chapter 12. Jesse jerked awake several hours later. She pressed a hand to her neck as the last of the dreams she was having faded until she couldn't remember what it was. She sat up and reached for the pillow beside her. It was cold. She blushed when she saw that she wasn't wearing any clothes. Her hands moved over her body, and she flinched at the tenderness of her nipples. Pushing the covers down, she rolled from the bed and stood on shaky legs. Her fingers went to her neck again, and she frowned when she felt a series of bumps along the column.
"Lord, he is lethal," Jessie murmured,
as she walked unsteadily to the bathroom.
"If that's how he makes love to me every time, I won't survive a month."
Jessie quickly showered. She noticed the mark on her neck, but decided to ignore it for now. She wasn't sure what time it was, but she suspected her sisters were probably wondering what happened to her. She blushed as she looked at the rosy color of her cheeks and her swollen lips.
"They won't wonder for very long," she laughed.
A pounding on the door pulled her back to the present. It would appear her sisters were tired of waiting. She stepped into the other room. She quickly pulled the bed covers back over the bed before she gave the command for the door to open.
"Are you all right?" Taylor asked. "You've been asleep half the day. Jordan and I were getting worried about you."
"I'm fine," Jessie said with a smile at her little sister's worried tone. "I'm starving, though. Would you and Jordan go with me to get something to eat?"
"Yeah," Taylor said glumly. "Might as well, since I can't go to the training room anymore."
"Why can't you go to the training room?" Jessie asked in surprise.
"Saber banned her from it," Jordan said, stepping out of their room. "He said it was not..."
Her voice died as she looked at Taylor.
"He said it was no place for little females to play," Taylor growled. "I could dance circles around him. He's nothing but an old fuddy-duddy. He'll be ready for the retirement home and a bedpan bath before you know it."
The menacing snarl that echoed in the hallway told Jessie that Saber, a.k.a. the old fuddy-duddy, was following them. She looked over her shoulder but turned back when she saw the dark scowl on Saber's face. She had a feeling that this wasn't the first reference Taylor had made to Saber's age, which was probably just a couple of years older than Jessie's 22.
"I think he might have a year or two before he's ready for that, Taylor," Jessie said. "I'll talk to him about the training room."
Jessie bit her lip to hide her grin when Taylor turned to glare at Saber and stuck her tongue out at him. A muttered curse echoed loudly behind them, causing Taylor to dance ahead of her and Jordan.
"So, what are we going to do today?"
Jessie asked, trying to change the subject.
"What's that on your neck?" Jordan asked.
Jessie turned beet red and shot Jordan a look that spoke volumes. Jordan's face flushed and her eyes widened with understanding. A small grin pulled at her sister's face before Jordan suggested they check out the recreation room after brunch. Jessie nodded in agreement as her thoughts swirled to Hunter. Her fingers moved up to her neck and she traced the mark he had left. She didn't remember anything after she had exploded in his arms the last time. A shiver swept through her body, and she clenched her fists against the wave of need and uncertainty.
"I'm happy for you,"
Jordan whispered as they walked through the entrance to the dining area.
"You deserve to be happy."
Jessie stared at the back of Jordan in shock. Her eyes moved around the room as she realized that she wasn't the only one realizing that her sister was growing up to be a beautiful young woman. Dozens of male eyes followed Jordan's willowy figure as she moved to pick up a tray.
"I think I've traded one battle for another," Jessie muttered under her breath.
Hunter found Jessie in the recreation room later that day with her sisters. Taylor and Jordan were playing a game of Wiska, a three-dimensional game where creatures battled each other. Jessie was playing a tile game on one of the tablets. His eyes flared with desire when he saw her face flush a delicate pink when she realized he was staring at her.
"Hunter,"
Jessie breathed out, looking at him as if she wanted to devour him.
"Are you off?"
"Yes,"
he responded, glancing out of the corner of his eye at Jordan and Taylor.
"I was hoping..." I thought it would be nice to go for a walk, he finished lamely.
Jesse's lips lifted as she saw him run his hands through his hair. He looked uncertain for a moment. She uncurled her legs and set the gaming tablet down on the table next to her.
I'd love to go for a walk with you, she said. Jordan, Hunter and I are going to go explore the ship. We'll meet up with you two later for dinner.
Jordan absently nodded her head as she concentrated on the move she wanted to make next. Jesse shyly smiled up at Hunter as he threaded his fingers through hers. She squeezed them to let him know that she was just as nervous.
What did you do today? Hunter asked as they stepped out into the long corridor. Did you get plenty of rest?
I got plenty of rest, thank you for that, Jesse said.
She didn't want to talk about her day or if she had slept. She wanted him to kiss her.
We ate a late breakfast before spending the rest of the day in the recreation room, she said instead, biting her lip. What about you? How was work?
Hunter shrugged his shoulders.
Boring. I prefer to be planetside as much as possible. I worked on several transports that had been damaged while we were on your planet. It is important that they are ready. We will need to use them on our next mission.
Jesse frowned.
Are you going on another mission? She asked hesitantly.
Hunter nodded.
Yes, there is a planet under the Alliance that has requested assistance.
What kind of assistance? Jesse persisted. Are you going in for humanitarian purposes, or is this a military one? She asked in frustration. Are you going to be in danger?
Hunter stopped when he heard the tremor in Jesse's voice. He turned her toward him and tenderly brushed her hair back from her cheek. He could see the fear that she was trying to hide.
It is a military mission, he admitted reluctantly. There is always danger when we go onto a planet. We have been to this one several times, and I am familiar with what we are facing.
Jesse turned her face away from him and started walking again. She wrapped her arms around her stomach protectively, as she didn't want to think of him leaving.
It was just like before, when her dad had gone into work and never came home.
It was just like when her mom went to the grocery store and never walked through the door again.
When? She choked out before clearing her throat. When are you leaving?
We will arrive in their orbit by tomorrow morning, he said, staring at her stiff back. I leave with the first wave.
Jesse turned to look back at him with cool, calm eyes.
How long will you be gone?
A week, maybe longer, depending on what we find on the planet. It is a small uprising by a group of different tribes against the established governing tribe that the Alliance set up, he explained.
Jesse was silent for several long seconds before she nodded and turned back to continue walking. Hunter felt, as well as smelled, the pain and fear that she was trying to hide. He reached out and swept her up into his arms.
What?
Jesse gasped in surprise.
I need you, my Jesse, Hunter growled. I missed you while I worked. My mind was not on repairing the transport. It was on the beauty of your skin under my hands and the taste of your pussy on my lips.
Hunter,
Jesse whispered, shocked. Hunter chuckled as Jesse's face flared with color before she buried it in his neck. He wasn't lying when he said he needed her or had been thinking about her nonstop. Dagger had grunted at him more than once while they were preparing the transport they would be using to get his head back on the job. They had worked out their schedule so that one or the other of them could be with Jesse and her sisters. Saber had drawn the first watch. He didn't want to think about the fact that all three of them were assigned to go down to the planet and would not be here to watch over the women. Hunter turned the corner and stepped into a small, unused relaxation room. He had discovered it 4 years before and used the room whenever he traveled on the Star Raider. It was smaller than the other relaxation rooms on board and hidden away, He suspected it had been designed by the original warship's craftsmen as his own personal reflection spot during the building of the warship.
Hunter, Jesse breathed out as he lowered her feet to the floor. It's beautiful.
Yes, it is,
Hunter murmured, staring at Jesse's profile against the large window that looked out over space.
Jesse, I need you.
Jesse glanced back over her shoulder at the thick tone in Hunter's voice. His eyes were blazing a dark yellow gold. She straightened from where she had leaned over the couch that was against the wall. A shiver went through her as she reached up to undo the buttons of her tunic. She shrugged her shoulders and let the material fall to the floor at her feet. Her breasts swelled as he stared at them, her nipples taut buds begging for his attention. She was not wearing a bra, and the cool air of the warship added to the feeling of vulnerability as she stood in front of him, wearing nothing but her leggings and shoes. She slowly towed her shoes off and kicked them toward her shirt. Her fingers moved to the top of her leggings, and she pushed them down and kicked those aside as well, until she was standing in front of him, wearing nothing at all.
I want you too, Hunter, she whispered huskily.
Jesse,
he growled hoarsely, taking a step toward her.
You make me feel things I do not understand. I look at you and my chest hurts. When I think of you in danger, I feel fear. Never have I felt this before, he said, touching her cheek.
Jesse smiled and rubbed her cheek against his hand.
You are wearing far too many clothes, she murmured, reaching for the front of his uniform.
Hunter let her undress him. It was such an erotic feeling to have her slowly pull his clothing from his body. When she started following her fingers with her lips, he broke out in a sweat. He had planned on seducing her, but it was obvious that he was the one being seduced.
Gods, Jesse, he groaned as she pushed him down on the long couch.
You are beautiful, Hunter,
Jesse admitted.
I love looking at you.
Hunter nodded silently. His eyes drooped as she pulled his boots off and tossed them to the side before she straddled him so she could pull his pants off as well. His hands immediately swept forward, cupping her breasts as they hung down in his palms. Her increased breathing and the scent of her arousal showed that she was just as affected by undressing him as he was her. He kicked his pants off and pulled her forward until she was straddling his throbbing cock.
Are you ready for me?
He asked, holding her gaze with his own.
Always.
His loud cries blended with hers as he pushed upward, as she lowered herself over him, until they were one. He held her breasts in his hands as she began riding him, their whispered words wrapping around them. They took each other with a fierceness that spoke of their desperation and fear of what the future held. For Jesse, her fear that Hunter would not return to her. For Hunter, the fear that he had only imagined the beautiful creature that he had claimed as his own would not disappear, leaving him alone in the vast star system. Chapter 13.
I will return as soon as I can, Hunter said, touching Jesse's tight jaw. I promise.
We've heard those promises before, Taylor said bitterly. You're just one more in a long line.
Taylor, Jordan whispered, not now.
She's right, thought Jesse, but she didn't say the words out loud.
Just be careful, she said instead.
Hunter leaned down and rubbed his nose along her cheek before pressing a kiss to her lips. It took several seconds before she responded. When she did, he could taste the desperation that she was trying to hide.
Hunter, Dagger called out, let's go. The sooner we get down there and take care of this, the sooner we get back.
Hunter reluctantly released Jesse's lips. His eyes burned with determination as he stared down at her. He would come back. He had never cared before when he was sent. He went and did what he needed to do without worry if something should happen. Now he had something to come back to. Stepping back, he looked at Taylor and Jordan.
"I will come back," he promised them.
"If you don't, we're coming to get you," Taylor said stubbornly. "We're through with standing back and waiting."
A rumble of laughter echoed in the transport room at Taylor's words. Only one warrior growled in warning. Hunter looked at Saber's dark face and shook his head before turning to grin at Taylor.
"If I don't come back, I'll expect you to come get me," Hunter teased before pulling Taylor into his arms and giving her a big hug. "I am glad I have you on my side, little one."
"I love you too, Hunter," Taylor whispered. "Please come back. We need you. Jesse needs you."
Hunter's throat tightened, and he felt a strange burning in his eyes. He blinked several times to clear it before looking at Dagger and Saber with a confused frown. Both of the other men had confused expressions on their faces as well. He released Taylor as she pulled back to turn to Dagger. She stepped forward and wrapped her arms around his waist and gave him a big hug.
"That goes for you, too," she whispered, before standing on her toes and giving him a kiss on his cheek.
She turned and scowled at Saber before hitting him in the arm. She reached up and gave him a quick kiss on the cheek while he rubbed where she hit him.
"Don't let anything happen to you, old man. The buzzards don't like dried-up fuddy-duddies."
"I swear, Taylor, you are going to get your ass spanked one of these days," Saber growled under his breath.
"Yeah, well, not by you," Taylor replied with a cheeky grin. "You'd never be able to catch me."
Jesse chuckled as Saber took a step toward her little sister. Taylor squealed and pulled her and Jordan in front of her for protection. She could always hand it to Taylor to lighten a bad situation.
"Just be careful," Jesse said.
"We will," Hunter said before he nodded and they turned away.
"Jesse?" Taylor asked in a low voice from behind her. "Yes, Squirt,"
Jesse responded, never taking her eyes off the figures climbing into the transport that would take them down to the planet.
"I'm scared," Taylor whispered. "So am I, sweetheart. So am I,"
Jesse whispered back, fighting tears as she watched the door seal the transport area closed and the small warship take off.
"What do you mean there is a situation?" Jesse asked.
She had her back to the room and was looking down at the planet far below. 1 week had turned into 2, which was turning into 3. The only news she was getting were little bits and pieces that she was picking up from the warriors around the warship. She knew something bad must have happened when the rooms would grow quiet when she walked in and the warriors stared at her with compassion. The commanding officer of the Star Raider, Jag, stood stiffly behind her. He had postponed this meeting as long as possible. The only reason he was having it now was because the human female had charged into his personal quarters with one of her sisters in tow and refused to leave short of violence. "This goes no further. The situation on the planet turned out to be a trap," Jag finally said. "The Alliance Council is aware of what is going on, and we have it under control." Jesse turned and wrapped her arms around her waist. Her face was calm, devoid of emotion. She didn't give a damn that the Alliance Council was aware of what was going on. She wanted to know where Hunter, Dagger, and Saber were.
"Where is Hunter?" Jesse asked again.
"I told you we are taking care of the situation," Jack said coldly.
Jesse flicked a glance at Jordan, who nodded.
"I'm not one of your warriors," Jesse said coldly. "I don't give a shit about your alliance, your situation, or your need to know information. I want to know where my husband is," she said, in a low, menacing voice.
She dropped her hands to her side, revealing the long hunting knife she held in the palm of her hand.
"I'll do whatever in the hell I have to do to get him back."
Jag's eyes narrowed on the weapon she held.
"Are you threatening me, female?"
he asked, in disbelief.
I could snap your neck, at the very least. You'll be lucky if I just throw you in the detention cell.
Where is my husband?
Jesse asked, taking a step closer. Jag's eyes flashed with fury. He should have refused to bring these damn alien females aboard his warship. If it wasn't for the fact that Hunter had claimed this one as his Amate, and her sisters were his family, he would have. He did not need this type of disobedience on board.
Not that it will do you any good, but we lost contact with him and the two warriors with him over a week ago. There was heavy fighting in an outer province. We believe they were captured after they defended several wounded members of the ground force that were being evacuated, Jag snapped.
Is there anything else you would like to know before I throw your ass in detention until they are recovered?
Jesse's face relaxed a little. He had said they were captured, not killed. She could handle that. She could live, knowing Hunter was still alive.
Just one thing, Jesse said. Do you know where they are being held?
Jag's eyes glanced at the screen up on his desk. Jesse glanced at it and realized it was a map of the city. Her eyes moved back to his before she smiled at him.
Thank you, she said. That is all I needed to know.
Good, because your ass is going to be warming one of the detention cells in 2 minutes, Jag bit out.
No, Jesse said as she waved the knife at him. In less than 30 seconds, you are going to be dreaming on the floor.
What the fuck?
Jag's eyes widened as Jordan stepped up quietly behind him and pressed the injector into his neck.
You!
His eyes widened as his knees gave out under him, and he fell face first into the floor.
Ouch, Taylor said, poking her head in the door. That is going to leave a knot. Did you get the information you wanted?
Yeah,
Jesse said as she drew in a shaky breath.
We need to get off this ship before he wakes up. If he was pissed before, he's going to be livid when he wakes. Are you sure you want to do this? It is going to be dangerous, and I think it would be better if you two stayed here.
Jordan was already shaking her head.
We've already been over this, Jesse. We make our own decisions from now on. We know how dangerous it is. We've lived dangerous, she said,
as she moved over to the screen and started typing in commands.
If we do this together, we have a chance of finding Hunter, Dagger, and Saber.
Taylor grinned.
Besides, we warned them we'd come get them if they didn't come back, she reminded Jesse.
Jesse watched as Jordan's fingers flew over the tablet in her hand. Her sister had always been good with computers, but she had been spending extra time learning the programming on board the ship. It had been Taylor's idea to go after the guys. Jesse shook her head.
What's wrong? Jordan asked. How did I ever get so lucky to have two such wonderful sisters?
Jesse asked in a husky voice filled with emotion.
I think we are the lucky ones, Taylor said,
coming up and wrapping her arms around Jesse's waist.
Now, are we going to go kick some ass or not? I have an old fuddy-duddy to rescue.
Jesse snorted as she gave Taylor a quick hug back.
He's going to strangle you if you keep calling him that. Yeah, but he has to catch me first, Taylor said cheekily before looking at the unconscious captain of the Star Raider. Do you think he might be nicer when he wakes up if we cover him up and put a pillow under his head?
It couldn't hurt, Jesse chuckled.
Just hurry.
On it,
Taylor said. Chapter 14 Jesse blinked when the crate she was in opened and light poured in. She and Jordan had hidden in two supply crates while Taylor had slipped into one of the racks up high. They figured she was smaller and more nimble than they were and could open the crates to let them out.
We've got to hurry,
Taylor said, looking over her shoulder at the open platform.
They're unloading and returning for more supplies.
Jesse bit back a groan as she rolled out of the container. Jordan was rubbing her hip. The crates had been filled with boxes of supplies, and the hard edges didn't make for a comfortable journey, especially as they went through the rough atmosphere.
Come on, Taylor said anxiously. They're really moving things fast. Let's go, Jesse nodded. I'll go first.
Jesse peeked around the edge of the transport they were on. Warriors were all shouting and moving rapidly. Explosions could be heard in the distance. Jessie had a sense of déjà vu. She shook it off and jumped from the back of the transport, waving to Jordan and Taylor. Glancing around, Jessie picked a dark alley that ran along the area where they had landed. With a nod, she took off running as fast as she could. A startled shout behind her showed that they had been seen. Jessie heard Jordan's screams coming from behind her. She turned in time to see one of the Tri-Vader warriors wrapping his arms around her. Jordan was fighting to break free, but the commotion had attracted additional attention. Jessie felt eyes swivel to where she and Taylor were standing.
"Go," Taylor said, pressing the backpack she had into Jessie's hands. "Find Hunter and bring him home."
"Taylor,"
Jessie started to say.
"I'll lead them away from you, Jessie," Taylor said, with a determined smile. "You'll have to do this alone."
"Thank you," Jessie whispered, as Taylor ran out into the open, waving her arms.
"Hey, slowpokes!"
Taylor yelled as she ran back to help Jordan. Jessie turned and disappeared into the dark alley. The years of running and navigating debris quickly came back to her. So did the need to move like a ghost. She slid between some slabs of fallen stone, becoming one with the shadows. She would wait until dark. She lay silently and closed her eyes as she focused on her breathing as the sounds of light footsteps ran past her hiding place. Jessie concentrated on the items that she had with her to keep her calm. She had a couple of knives, including the one that had belonged to her dad, several cylinders of spray that would hide her scent, water, food, the tablet with the map of the city with possible sites where Hunter and the others might be held, and some medical supplies. She also had Taylor's bag now. She wasn't sure what was in it, but if she knew her little sister, it was probably something useful. "Now," she thought, as another explosion shook the ground under her. "Now comes the hard part." Jordan winced as the bonds holding her hands behind her back tightened. Her eyes moved to where Taylor was sitting. Her little sister looked very young and very scared as the commander of the Star Raider paced back and forth in front of them. Furious didn't quite express how he was feeling.
"I should," he started to say, glancing first at Jordan, then at Taylor. A low, frustrated growl rumbled through the room before he drew in a deep breath. "Where is the other female?" he asked instead, looking at the two warriors standing on each side of the two females.
"She escaped into the city. We haven't located her yet," one of the warriors replied.
Jag turned to look at Jordan.
"You not only endangered your lives with this stupid little stunt, you've endangered the lives of my warriors," he bit out harshly.
"I'm sorry," Jordan started to say quietly. "We didn't mean..."
She stopped speaking when the huge warrior in front of her waved his hand, cutting her off.
"I don't care what you mean or didn't mean," he snarled out. "You jeopardized a mission. You endangered lives through your recklessness. And you attacked a commanding officer. All those offenses are punishable by prison or death."
"Then do it," Taylor said suddenly.
"What?"
Jag said, turning to stare in shock at the tiny alien female who barely stood to his chest.
"I said do it,"
Taylor whispered before her voice grew louder.
"Because if we got the chance to do it again, we would. Do you think we didn't know we could get killed? Do you think we didn't know what it is like to be hunted, or to have bombs exploding around us, or people trying to kill us all the time? Do you think we don't know what it is like to have someone promise to come back, but they don't?"
"Taylor," Jordan exclaimed in concern,
"don't."
Taylor turned to Jordan. Tears poured down her pale cheeks and she began to shake. She shook her head at Jordan. She couldn't hold it in any longer.
"No, Jordan, it's the truth. We would do it again and again and again until we brought them home,"
Taylor cried. She turned to look at Jag.
"I was 11 years old when your people came to my world. I was in middle school. All I could think about was doing gymnastics and how I was going to get out of doing my homework until you came,"
she whispered.
"And one day we lost our dad, our home, and everything else we knew. In one day, your people took everything I knew away.
Taylor, baby, don't, Jordan begged.
Don't what? Tell them what it is like to go days without food? What it is like not to be able to sleep because you're afraid someone is going to sneak up out of the dark and kill you? Or worse? Do you think I didn't know what you and Jesse did? How you would take turns giving me your food? Or go without so I could sleep? Or at least not be afraid to? Don't tell them about what those men did to you? Taylor?
Jordan hissed in pain.
Stop!
Taylor's face crumpled, and she impatiently wiped at it.
We promised them, Jordan. We promised them that we wouldn't leave them behind. We promised them that we could come after them. They are our family, Jordan, and I'm tired of losing my family. I'm tired of them promising to come home and they never do,
Taylor sobbed.
I'm tired of being scared. I want Hunter and Dagger and Saber to come home, and I want them to feel safe again.
Jag nodded to one of the warriors to unlock Jordan's hands so she could go to her younger sister, who was silently sobbing. She watched as Jordan pulled the younger girl into her arms and rocked her back and forth, trying to soothe her with soft words of encouragement. Seeing them together, he realized just how young both of them were and how much pain was etched into their eyes. It had never concerned him before, the effect of their going to new worlds. They went because it was what was ordered. Now, he questioned the orders.
Was there a better way? He wondered.
Take them to their quarters and make sure they stay there, he ordered the two men standing back near the door. Find their sister, he added, glancing at Jordan, who was watching him. Get Thunder and his team on finding Hunter, Dagger, and Saber. I want them brought back.
Thank you,
Jordan said softly.
Don't thank me yet, Jag said roughly. While we know the general region where they were last reported, it is still a lot of ground to cover.
Jordan nodded. There was nothing else to say. The commander had already turned his back on them in dismissal. She wound her arm around a now quiet Taylor and followed their guards out. She could only hope that Jesse was safe and having better luck.
Chapter 15. Jesse crawled over another section of fallen stone. She paused to listen before she glanced upward. She might be able to see a little more from up high. She had been following several strange creatures for the past hour. This was the third day she had been on the planet. The first day had been terrifying. She had to hide numerous times as both Tri-Vator warriors and the strange red-skinned creatures that made up this world danced around each other. She discovered that most of the residents of the city were thankful for the Tri-Vator's intervention. The little she had overheard and understood, thanks to the translator that was implanted in her ear, gave her a clearer picture of what was going on. A group of miners not from this planet had come to work in one of the mines. It would appear they found a cache of valuable gems and decided they wanted to take control of it. When the local residents resisted, they hired a group of mercenaries to come in and take over the local government. They discovered word had already been sent to the Council of the Alliance asking for assistance, so they had to set up a trap to kill whoever came to help the local inhabitants. Jesse had a lucky break when she had caught a glimpse of two creatures that she suspected were part of the mercenary group. They had hidden across from her when one of the Tri-Vator battle transports flew over. She was about to climb out of her hiding place when a sixth sense told her to wait a few extra seconds. They had darted out of the alley across from her and run by her without ever seeing her. Jesse reached up and began climbing the uneven wall to the top of one of the low buildings that made up the city. She pulled herself up and over the wall, rolling onto her knees. She was about to stand when a shiver of warning swept over her. Not thinking, she rolled onto her side and aimed the pistol she had found in the backpack Taylor had shoved into her hands at the dark figure standing over her.
"Jesse!"
the dark voice hissed in stunned surprise.
"What the fuck are you doing here?"
Jesse's hand dropped,
and she rolled to her feet in one fluid motion. Not stopping, she rushed the figure and threw her arms around the stunned male's neck. The thick arms wound around her shaking body and held her close for several long seconds.
"Where is he?"
Jesse asked, in a low, husky voice.
"Saber, where's Hunter?"
Saber pulled Jesse's body back into the shadows. He winced as he put weight on his injured leg. He had cursed under his breath, thinking he had been discovered when he saw the figure coming over the side. One of the locals had been hiding him for the past 2 weeks after he had been pulled from under a pile of debris following the explosion that had cut them off from the rest of their team.
"What the hell are you doing here?"
Saber asked gruffly, as he lowered her to her feet so he could shake her. A look of horror crossed his face.
"Where are Taylor and Jordan?"
he asked hoarsely.
"Where are your sisters?"
Jessie's teeth rattled as he shook her again, this time harder. She spread her palms on his chest to get him to stop. She was exhausted and barely hanging on to her sanity with worry over Hunter.
"They're safe," she whispered. "At least, I'm pretty sure they are."
Saber jerked back and slowly lowered himself onto a makeshift bed.
"What the hell does that mean? You think they are all right?"
"They were captured as we snuck off the supply transport. Well, Jordan was, and Taylor was leading the others away so I could escape,"
Jesse replied with a worried frown when she noticed how difficult it was for him to sit down.
"Saber, you're hurt."
"It's nothing," he growled.
"Yeah, nothing causes sweat to bead up on your brow and turn you pale enough to make the moon look like a black hole,"
Jesse said, rolling her eyes.
"Let me take a look."
"I said," Saber bit off as another shaft of pain ran through his leg. "I think the cut is infected. The residents don't have any medicine to spare."
"Then it's a good thing I came along, isn't it?"
Jesse responded softly. She knelt beside him and gently pulled back the edge of his pants that were torn. A deep cut, almost 12 inches long, ran down his leg. The area was hot and swollen, and a dark yellowish-green pus oozed from it. Jesse looked up at Saber's glazed eyes and knew he was running a high fever. She had thought the heat of his skin had been because of the outside temperatures that were near 90 degrees, if she had to guess.
"Do you have an emergency kit on you?"
Saber asked, lying back on the thin pallet.
"I won't chew your ass out quite so bad if you do."
An amused smile curled the corner of Jesse's lips as she brushed her fingers over his heated forehead. He had closed his eyes and was breathing shallow breaths. Jesse reached into the bag Taylor had packed. She swore her sister had emptied the medical bay of all their meds. She pulled an injector out and inserted a sedative. Pressing it against his neck, she depressed the button, watching as his eyes blinked rapidly before slowly closing.
"You can chew my ass any time you like, Saber,"
Jesse whispered as she set to work on cleaning the deep wound.
"Just as long as you take me to Hunter. You do that, and you and the captain can stand in line. I have a feeling Hunter is going to want first dibs on the ass chewing."
Jesse pulled her father's knife out from the sheath she had it in and quickly disinfected it. Using the tip, she sliced open the infected wound. Using some of the cleansing solution, she quickly cleaned all the infection out. She briefly raised her eyes in thanks that each item had been marked in English. She easily recognized Taylor's messy handwriting. Her little sister must have looked up each word and translated it before printing it on the outside of the vials. Once the wound was clean, she used a small laser to cauterize the wound and seal it. A thin layer of spray antibiotic and a clean bandage finished the task. Jesse quickly cleaned all of Saber's other cuts before spraying them as well. She cleaned up and packed everything back into the black bag once she was finished. Taking a small flask of water from her bag, she tore a section of her shirt and used it to clean Saber's face and neck. Already, the antibiotic was working its magic. His fever had broken, and his skin was much cooler. She touched his leg and found the skin was also cool to the touch. Now, she just needed to let him rest. Picking up the small pistol Taylor had packed once again, Jesse moved over to sit near the edge of the roof. She could see fires burning in different parts of the city. Raising her face to the light breeze that blew, She stared up at the stars that glittered above her. She picked one and made a wish.
"Hunter, if you can feel this, I want you to know I love you," Jesse whispered softly into the night. "I'm coming for you. I'll always come for you, my Amate."
Chapter 16. Jesse blinked in surprise when she felt herself being lifted. Her heart thundered in her chest as she tried to remember where she was. She looked up in surprise as she was carefully lowered to the thin pallet where Saber had been lying.
"What?"
she started to say.
"Saber, are you—"
"I'm fine, thanks to you, little warrior," Saber said with an amused smile. Jesse grimaced as she lay back with a tired smile.
"Not much of a warrior if I fall asleep on guard duty," she said ruefully. "What time is it?"
"Mid-morning. The sun would burn your delicate skin," Saber said, nodding to the area where she had been hiding. The sun was now creeping toward it. "It is a good thing I woke up."
"How is your leg?"
Jesse asked as she covered a yawn.
"I have more medicine if you need it. I think Taylor emptied all of Karp's supplies."
Saber shook his head in amusement.
"How did you get here, Jesse? You know Hunter is going to be very upset with you, don't you?"
Jesse grinned.
"He'll have to stand in line. I think Jag is going to be even madder when he wakes up," she said with a twinkle in her eye before it faded. "Where is Hunter? Is he hurt?"
She couldn't ask if he was dead. She couldn't imagine a life without him in it. It would kill her if he was no longer there to hold her and make her feel safe. Saber's face grew grim. "One of the residents who pulled me from the rubble has been keeping me informed about Hunter and Dagger. They were captured shortly after the attack on us. They are being held in a compound not far from here. He will have more information tonight. His son works in the kitchen there," he said. "They are alive, but I'm not sure for how much longer."
"We have to save them," Jesse whispered. "Please, Saber. I can't live without him. I love him so much."
Saber's eyes softened as he saw the distress on Jesse's face. He needed to search for more of their warriors, but he couldn't leave Jesse alone and unprotected. He knelt next to her, studying her face. "I need to let some of our people know where they are," he said heavily. "I will see if more will go. I cannot leave you alone."
"I've been alone for a long time, Saber," Jesse said tiredly. "I've been on this planet for 4 days now. I think I can handle being alone for a few hours."
Saber shook his head in amazement. "You are a remarkable alien, Jesse. Hunter is one lucky bastard to have claimed you." Jesse reached out and briefly caressed Saber's cheek before dropping her hand onto her stomach. She yawned again and felt her body being dragged down to sleep from a combination of exhaustion and the heat. She blinked several times before giving up the fight. She wouldn't be any good to anyone if she didn't get a little bit of rest. She would only sleep for a few minutes. Saber looked at the still figure of the female lying on the pallet where he had thought he would spend the last few minutes of his life. A tender smile curved his lips as she rolled over and tucked her hands under her chin. She looked so small and fragile, but she had a core of steel inside her. Hunter was indeed one lucky bastard. Saber glanced at the two bags next to the mat. He opened one, and sure enough, it was filled with medical supplies. He began pulling items out, stopping and whistling under his breath when he found several high-impact explosive devices, a laser pistol with extra charges, and a lightweight laser knife.
"Taylor," he murmured.
He thought of the young girl who already showed promise of becoming a beautiful, strong-willed woman. He shook his head as he fingered the small but deadly explosives. That one was going to give some poor warrior a headache as he tried to keep up with her. A frown darkened his face, and a sense of anger burned at the thought of some unknown warrior choosing the rambunctious female. He shrugged. It would be years before Hunter would let any male near her. In the meantime, he would protect the female from not only others, but from herself.
Jessie came awake as the first bands of stars began to twinkle. She rubbed her eyes in confusion before memories of where she was and what had happened washed through her. Sitting up, she raised her hands above her head and stretched. Her hands dropped when a familiar figure moved out of the shadows.
"Saber," Jessie said, with a relieved smile. "Thank you for letting me sleep. Is your leg still doing okay?"
Saber stepped closer and sat next to her. He handed her a small clay bottle containing water and a plate of fresh fruit and bread. He waited until she took them before he looked out over the tops of the roofs.
"My leg is almost as good as new. Where did you learn to heal?" he asked curiously.
Jessie shrugged as she took a drink of the refreshing water to wash down the bread she had been chewing.
"I've been doctoring my dad, Jordan, and Taylor's cuts ever since I can remember. My mom died when I was 10, and I kind of took over her place. Dad was heartbroken. It wasn't easy for a single guy to raise 3 little girls on his own," she said, as memories flooded her.
"What happened to your mother, if you do not mind me asking?" Saber asked, as he picked up a piece of fruit. "She was young to die, yes?"
"Yes,"
Jessie responded softly.
"She went to the grocery store to get some items for dinner. A truck ran the red light and hit her car. She was killed instantly. Dad was the first one at the scene of the accident. My grandma, my dad's mom, was living with us at the time, and she was watching us when it happened. It hit my dad hard. He used to always laugh, but he didn't very much after Mom was killed. It didn't help that Grandma wasn't in good health and died 2 years later. By then, I had taken over most of the cooking and cleaning under Grandma Sampson's tutelage."
"You are an extraordinary female, Jessie," Saber reflected. Jessie blushed and lowered her head, shaking it.
"Not really. You do what you have to do sometimes.
No matter what life throws at you," she said, before raising her head.
"What are we going to do about Hunter and Dagger?"
Saber grimaced. He had hoped to avoid this conversation as long as possible, but he knew it was unavoidable. He had sent Moore, the male mate of the woman and children he had saved, to find members of their ground force. Moore had returned an hour before with good and bad news. The good news, he had made contact with some scouts. The bad news was his son had returned to say the 2 captive warriors had been staked in the middle of the courtyard and were to be executed at first light and left on display. Saber related what he had learned to Jessie, watching as she paled and raised a shaky hand to her temple. After several minutes, her eyes cleared, and the determination that he was beginning to associate with her reappeared. He knew that he wasn't going to like her response when her mouth tightened into a firm line that meant she wasn't going to be denied what she wanted.
"We have to go in and get them out," Jessie said,
daring Saber to tell her that they wouldn't.
"Tonight."
Saber's mouth twisted.
"I am too big to be mistaken as one of their guards," he noted, with a raised eyebrow.
Jessie's lips curved at his observation.
"But I'm not," she commented.
"But you, Hunter's fiery Amate, are not," Saber agreed. Moore's son drew out a map of the compound, the placement of the guards and their schedule. "Here is what we will do."
Hunter jerked awake. He tightened his fists around the ropes holding him to the posts sunk into the ground. His eyes flashed to Dagger, who was tied up next to him.
"What is it?" Hunter murmured.
"I thought I saw movement in the shadows," Dagger whispered. "A scout."
"Which one?"
Hunter asked, as he tilted his head back and sniffed the air.
"Thunder," he grunted.
"Bastard always did have his own unique scent," Dagger murmured with a slight grin.
"It will be dawn soon," Hunter whispered. "It will be hard to get in without being seen."
"He'll have to get his team together," Dagger said, bowing his head when he sensed their guard coming toward them. "Something tells me we don't have much time left."
Hunter's eyes narrowed as the guard walked by,
The mercenary bastards that the group of Arthurians hired were a cold bunch of cutthroats from the lowest regions of the Alliance star system. Bitter rage burned in his throat as he remembered watching them blow the building that Saber had rushed into as the medical transport carried their wounded away. Saber had seen a woman and two small children at the same time as the mercenaries. When they had turned their weapon on the building, the woman and children had run into for protection. Saber had followed, trying to get them out. His friend had been buried under the pile of stone. He flashed his teeth as the guard stepped closer to check the ropes holding him. He would give anything to rip the bastard's throat out. That was exactly what he was going to do to every one of them once he was free.
"Don't you flash your teeth at me, Buster," a soft, familiar voice said. "At least not until you can do something with them," she added in a trembling voice. "Hey, Dagger, how's it hanging?"
Hunter froze. Every muscle in his body stiffened as if he had suddenly been turned into stone before hot, fiery warmth swept through him. His eyes burned to see if he was imagining things. There was no way in hell.
"Jesse?" he muttered in a hoarse voice filled with horror.
Dark brown eyes turned to look at him as she sliced through the rope. A soft smile curled her lips. The dark hood fell forward when she bowed her head to walk around the other side of him, as if she was checking to make sure that strap was secure as well.
"Act like you are still tied until I get Dagger undone," she said quietly. "When you get loose, head to the left. There is a cart that you can use to get over the compound wall."
"What of the guard?"
Dagger asked, following Jesse's figure as she knelt and acted as if she was adjusting her boot. The knife she held sliced through the thick rope as if it was butter.
"There are at least three of them on the roof."
"Not anymore. Saber took the one out on that side. That is him standing guard," she replied as she stood up and sliced through the rope holding his right arm.
"Saber?"
Dagger hissed.
"He lives?"
"Yes," Jesse said, turning as another guard walked toward her. "Be quiet."
"Shajnu!"
"Who are you?" the man called out. Jesse shrugged and lifted a glove-covered hand up. She turned and started walking toward the wall where Saber stood watch. She ignored the man as he called out again.
"Shajnu!"
the man demanded again. Jesse gasped when the man reached out and grabbed her arm, forcing her to turn around. The man reached up and yanked down the hood of the cloak she was wearing. A loud curse burst from his lips, and he turned to yell out an alarm. Jesse didn't know what to do. She hadn't understood what he was saying, as it didn't translate in the translator in her ear. She reacted without thinking. She threw her arm out, her hand flat, and karate chopped him in the throat as hard as she could. The male's choked gasp showed she had caught him off guard. She had not expected him to backhand her. The blow lifted her off her feet and sent her flying several feet before she hit the hard ground. Her ears rung from the blow, and she lay still as her vision blurred. She almost cried out when hard hands gripped her forearms and lifted her off her feet. The sound of bones cracking behind her barely registered before all hell broke loose. Shouts from the other guard stationed across from them echoed a warning to those sleeping inside. Saber opened fire with the laser rifle he had taken from the other guard. Jesse found herself wrapped in warm arms that swept her feet up off the ground. She heard Hunter grunt out to Dagger to go up first. She did scream when she felt herself going airborne as Hunter tossed her up to Dagger as if she was a toy doll instead of a 110-pound human.
"I've got you,"
Dagger said, turning with her. Jesse's eyes flew over Dagger's shoulder, trying to keep Hunter in her vision. She breathed a sigh of relief before crying out for him to duck as a figure behind him fired. She struggled to be set down, but Dagger's arms tightened around her.
"Not yet, little warrior," Dagger said with an amused chuckle. "Your Amate would have my head if I didn't get you to safety first."
Additional fighting broke out on the ground, and Jesse saw a large group of Tri-Vader warriors pouring into the compound.
Her head fell back to watch as several battle transports flew over the building. The sky brightened as the sun broke over the horizon, illuminating the battle, or what was left of it, below. Jesse felt her body being transferred again and pressed protectively against Hunter's solid form. She relaxed back into him as relief washed over her. He was safe. Her Amite was safe. She closed her eyes as the sounds of fighting ceased and more battle transports arrived.
Hunter, Jesse murmured.
What, my Jesse? Hunter asked, running his hand over her hair as he watched Thunder's men round up the last of the mercenaries.
I love you,
she whispered, burying her nose against his neck.
I'm glad you didn't leave me too.
Warmth spread through him at her words. The tightness in his chest appeared again, this time in a different way than it had when he first realized that it was her and not the guard. The tightness and the burning in the back of his eyes were beginning to irritate the hell out of him. He needed to speak with Carp about it.
We are going to talk about this when I have you safely back aboard the Star Raider, he said gruffly.
Jesse sighed heavily again.
About that, she murmured. I think I might be in a little bit of trouble.
A chuckle from Saber drew Hunter's attention.
She might be in a bit more than a little, Saber laughed. She knocked Jag's ass out just like she did you when he threatened to lock her in a detention cell.
Dagger's bark of laughter mixed with Hunter's groan. Chapter 17. Several hours later, Hunter wrapped his arm around Jesse's waist as they departed the transport that had taken them back to the warship. She had refused to let him carry her off it. Fury still burned him. It was a good thing Dagger had killed the guard that had struck Jesse. His eyes moved over the dark bruise covering almost the entire right side of her face. He had not noticed it before because she had kept her face turned into his chest. It was only as they settled in the transport, and one of the medics came over to ask if he could examine Jesse, that Hunter remembered that the guard had struck her.
I'm okay, you know,
Jesse said quietly, as two guards escorted them to the bridge.
Has anyone let Jordan and Taylor know that we are back? She asked worriedly. They should be told.
I've asked Bree, Carp's Amite, to inform them, Dagger said, coming up behind them. I figured you'd be as worried about them as they are about you.
Jesse gave Dagger a smile of thanks before wincing as the swelling that had begun on the transport pulled on her face. She sighed deeply. She looked a mess. She hadn't had a bath in almost a week and knew she must stink. Her face looked like she had been in a boxing match and lost, and she was covered in dirt. She pulled on her shirt, but it was useless. A large section was missing from where she had torn it to use as a washcloth to clean Saber's face.
Are you sure I can't get cleaned up first? She asked, self-consciously. My face...
Hunter stopped in the middle of the corridor outside the bridge and swung around to glare down at Jesse in concern. Dagger and Saber had to stop quickly so they didn't run into him. His face turned dark with rebellion.
I knew it, Hunter bit out. You do need to go to medical first. I should have ignored the order to...
No, Jesse interrupted. No, Hunter, I'll be fine. I just wanted to get cleaned up before I faced the music, that's all. It's bad enough to have to face your boss after knocking him out, but to do it looking like something the dog dug up doesn't give me a lot of courage.
Twin barks of laughter drew a furious scowl from Hunter. He shot both Dagger and Saber a heated look. He pulled Jesse closer to him, as if to protect her.
You think she looks bad? Hunter snarled.
Saber held his hands up.
No, I think it's funny as hell that she knocked Jag out and thinks she doesn't have courage. I've never met a braver, more determined warrior in my life.
That goes for me, too, Dagger added quietly. You have nothing to fear, Jesse. We will stand beside you.
Tears glittered in Jesse's eyes as she stared at the three men towering over her. This is what it meant not to be alone any longer. For so long, it had just been her and her sisters. Now, She felt like she had found a home for all of them. Some place safe where they could lay their heads down to rest and not wonder if they would live through the next day.
Thank you, she replied in a husky voice. Thank you for everything.
Dagger cleared his throat.
Let's get this over with so Karp can take a look at Jessie before you take her to get clean, he said gruffly. I'd like to have a talk with one of her sisters as well.
You aren't the only one, Saber muttered. Taylor is lucky she didn't blow her and Jessie up with all the explosives she had packed in that damn bag of hers.
Jessie tuned everyone out when she saw Jag waiting impatiently for them. She tilted her head defiantly as his eyes skimmed her appearance before resting on her battered face. His eyes flashed with fury before he concealed it. She walked stiffly into the conference room off the bridge, very conscious of the silence on the bridge as all eyes followed her. Hunter squeezed her hip in support. She stood stiffly, clasping her hands in front of her to hide the trembling in them. She waited until the commander of the Star Raider turned before she said anything.
I'm not sorry for what I did, she said softly. I'd do it again. If you want to...
Her voice broke, and she had to draw in a deep breath before she could finish.
If you want to throw me in prison, or worse, I'll accept my punishment.
Three low growls filled the room as Hunter drew Jessie back against his body, while Saber and Dagger stepped up on either side of her. Jag glared at the three men in warning.
I'll throw all of your asses in detention if you don't shut up, he warned before turning his eyes on Jessie again. Is it true? You patched Saber up and snuck into the compound dressed as a guard and cut Hunter and Dagger free?
Jessie bit her lip only to wince when she discovered the cut on it. She slowly nodded her head. She looked up at Hunter when he caressed her side in comfort.
Yes, she said. I found Saber. Well, he actually found me as I was climbing up onto the roof of a building to see if I could get a better look of the area. He had been hurt. His leg was infected. Taylor,
her voice faded when she saw the commander scowl again.
Taylor had, well, she had gathered a few medical supplies in case we needed them. I was able to use them to patch him up.
Yes, I am aware of some of the items your youngest sister took, Jag commented coolly. Including the explosives, he added dryly, glancing at Saber. Hunter, I expect a detailed report sent to me by tomorrow afternoon, Jag said. I want Karp to check your Amate out when you leave here. Until further notice, your Amate will remain in your living quarters under your supervision. I expect you to remain with her to make sure that she does not cause any further problems. Additional forces have been sent by the Alliance to clean up the remaining insurgents. The Star Raider has been redirected back to Rathon. You are dismissed.
Hunter nodded tersely before he scooped Jessie up in his arms and turned sharply on his heel. He didn't pause, even when Jag barked out for Dagger and Saber to remain. His only concern now was for Jessie. He could feel the trembling